You're listening to SBS Spice. Find what's making South Asians tick or ick with Suhaila and Dilpreet on the SBS Spice podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. I don't know what episode this is. Are we close to 100? We should be.
I think we should be.
We should be.
Well, happy 100th episode, guys.
I guess. We're not sure, but I guess.
I'm Suhaila.
I'm Dilpreet. This is SBS Spice. We are going to talk about the good old Bollywood. Is it back? Is it making a comeback? Is it happening? To the three people who haven't watched Sayara yet, I guess. They are the ones who are going to feel left out of this episode. But to the rest of y'all, is Bollywood back? Is probably going to be the core of our chat today.
So Sayara.
Yeah. I mean, it's a massive film. And it's interesting because it's like a quintessential love story. Mm-hmm. It's very typical in its format and in its packaging, right? Two very attractive people. He's angry. She's soft. There's music. There's passion, obsession, good old Alzheimer's. Like, it's a very like well-packaged Bollywood dramatic story. But I think that there was this sense that we're not supposed to do too much drama anymore and that there is no thirst or hunger for it. But it turns out every generation, as long as you're Indian, we're all the same. We love drama. That's what I'm getting with its success. It's like people are still craving the over-dramatic love story.
That's so interesting that you say there was no thirst or drama, because I definitely felt it. But I think in the past few years of Bollywood releases, doesn't matter what genre it is, there was definitely a lot of lackluster films.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the industry thought, not that the people, I think the industry thought that there was no lust for it or there's no thirst for it. But I think that was a mistake, right? Like, the point of Bollywood or the point of Indian film industry is that we don't do subtle.
We're very extra with
We're very extra. And I think when we do subtle, it better be very nuanced. But it is definitely not the main idea of storytelling, especially not with the massy films. Of course, there's like the beautiful All We Imagine Is Light, and there's like parallel cinema, which is really subtle. And that is still Indian cinema and it has an audience for it. But I think we're very particularly talking about the massy films, right? The films that make 500 crores, the films that everyone watches, right? I think there was this idea that maybe that old Bollywood is done. But what I'm getting from Sayara's success is like, absolutely not, right? People were really craving it apparently then.
So if you haven't watched the film, and there will be spoilers in this episode for what happened,
it's your fault, okay? It's been 3 weeks. Go watch it. Jesus.
Basically, the lead is, the two leads of this film is Krish Kapoor, who is this aspiring singer artist. He's a bit rugged. He's got anger issues, as any great male Bollywood lead does. And then you have Vani, who's this very soft-spoken journalist who writes very well, according to Krish's one interaction with her diary. And they're taking on the world together. And then, boom, she has early onset Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And that's...
Can I just say he was the sweetest bad boy ever? Like, yes. What was bad about him?
He just was crashing out all the time. That's fine. We all do it.
I mean, he was like, what, smoking cigarettes?
Yeah.
That's not, you know, I found him to be a very endearing bad boy.
Yeah.
And I missed like... Guys, do you remember Shah Rukh Khan in Dar? Okay, that's a bad, bad guy. Almost like criminal, okay? Villain adjacent.
Where are you going with this?
I'm just like, this was not a fully bad guy either, you know? It was like a sweet bad guy. We've trying to be bad.
We've definitely had more extreme bad boys.
Yes, yes.
He was just like a chill, he wasn't that chill, but he was just more like a typical sort of...
Softy bad boy.
Yeah, yeah. He had a heart. Yeah. He had feelings. Like, all the good things you need for a good old Bollywood movie.
He had feelings, had a heart. The girl had no friends.
Yeah, the girl had zero friends. And he had too many friends.
And the only trauma that the girl had was, like, her boyfriend left her. I mean, by that logic, none of us should be allowed to live any longer. Yeah. Like, what do you mean? That was not traumatic enough. Come on.
This was just the start. Like, it could have been worse, babes. But
yeah.
it's all right. You know, character development.
I was not like swept away by her trauma.
No.
And the fact that she had no, like one. You know, I don't know. Show her having a phone call. I mean, show her maybe text someone.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
And that was weird.
It was really weird. So if we were to remove Vani from this film completely, I think it could still work as a film. If you really, really think about it, Krish would have still been like going about it, you know, having his tantrums, whatever. And like, great. It's a great film about this rugged boy who turns into an amazing artist, whatever.
It's so interesting that you say that. If we were to remove women from all these Bollywood love stories that we love, would they still work?
Okay, yes. So, funny that you bring that up. Because I think the point of resurgence I felt in our typical classic Bollywood love stories was Rocky or Rani Ki Prem Kahani. Hmm. And I felt Alia's character was a core part of why that film worked.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that was like a one-off because it was a great film. But I was like, yeah, wait, if you really think about it, like, I haven't watched Tere Naam, but I can't recall who that lead female artist was, female character. What are some other, like, even Dar, if you think about Shah Rukh Khan and Sunny Deol, are like the two, like, core characters in that film.
Yeah, I think it's like, if not, completely removed then they are so replaceable.
Yes.
Because they all do the same thing. They all say the same thing. It's like they don't have a very carved out personality of their own. Mm.
The core conflict for many Bollywood love stories starts with the male lead and what they're going through. And what...
I mean, even in this, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Even though, if you really think about it, it was Vani's character who maybe needed more support or had the most turmoil, it was about Vani fixing Krish in a way.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, all that said, I think it's also the entertainment is back. Mm-hmm. Like, the idea of going to a film, actually really enjoying it. Mm-hmm. I found it to be too long. Mm-hmm. But in terms of like the cinema experience, like people really experiencing a film, that has happened after a while. But also what's happened after a while is just like young actors, perhaps.
Yes.
You know, we haven't really seen this craze for younger people in a while. Like what was the last one that we all went boo for? Was it Ranveer? Like, I'm saying actual stardom.
Anushka,
not...
Ranveer.
Yeah.
Maybe Tyga and Kriti with Hiropanti.
Sure.
But I can't think of that. Kind
not
of
acknowledgement, not praise, but like stardom, you know?
Yes.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that was cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I keep thinking about is it wasn't a breakthrough. It wasn't a revolutionary film. It wasn't something that was so new. In fact, it was the good old.
Yep.
It was the good old messy Bollywood musical conflict, larger than life feelings, obsession. Nothing that we haven't seen before, actually, you know? And it's just like, makes you wonder, is this the tried and tested formula of a particular industry? Do Indian love stories always, you know, will they always work if they were in a similar setting?
So if we have an algorithm to what makes the classic Bollywood movie, and it's only now after however so many years that it feels like we're seeing these films again, what was lacking in between then? Because there definitely had been films that, you know, were part and parcel of what we consider Bollywood films, but
like what? Like, let's name some.
Okay, Nadanya.
God, babe, I was having a great time talking to you.
We had to bring it up because that's the.
But that's not though. That's not the good old Bollywood though. It's like private schools. You think you're middle class, but your dad's a surgeon. Like, you're not connecting with the masses, right? The school felt so off. Like, I don't know who goes to these schools. I certainly did not. The Hindi is off. The actors are unable to actually pronounce certain words.
Yeah.
It was not at all relatable at any level. Like, just this idea that this girl has enough money to pay someone to pretend to be her boyfriend, you've already left the middle class Indian belt.
Mm-hmm.
You've already left it.
Yep.
So I think there's a certain talk about class in a film, right? When we say, oh, it's a middle class family, it has to be a middle class family living in a flat in Mumbai. Mm-hmm. Like, you are going to a media organization for an internship to kickstart your career. You know, you don't go to a private international school. So I think that's what was missing in La Dania, for example, the class factor. Just can't relate.
Yeah.
Archies cannot relate. Mm-hmm. Rocky Rani, why is it relatable? Good old Bollywood.
Yes.
Musical, song.
Karan Johar.
She's fiery. She's a journalist. He's a fragile yaar. He's a proper North Indian Delhi boy. You know, relatability. It worked.
Poppy. Punjabi urban youth.
This is a bra. The mom is so funny. So yeah, that worked. So that's what I think. I feel like with Sayara, it was relatability. I think what was missing was a lack of understanding of the audience, mm-hmm. I think was what was missing. I think, can I just say, I also think the old Bollywood, there was a time that everyone thought it was so cringe and so tacky, which, you know, it can still be and still be entertaining. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think that being cringe and tacky means it's not entertaining. In fact, being cringe and tacky can
it makes
make
it more entertaining.
More entertaining, yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah. But I think a point came where people were just like, oh, Bollywood is so cringe and da-di-da. And there was this maybe a forced way to make things more subtle or going into different niches and nuances. Turns out they didn't work. Mm-hmm. They didn't work. We need the dramatic effect, I think.
Yeah, you need the glitz, the glamour, a bit of like adding the 100 dances or so. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. More often than not in Bollywood, it does work.
Actually, Sayara didn't have any choreographed dances, did it?
No.
But it had a lot of like beachy, rainy, slow-mo.
Yeah, it had a lot of songs that were very like, okay, if you pick apart the lyrics of the songs on paper, they're a bit cringe, right? But the heart and the soul to those songs were definitely there. So you kind of look past that and you kind of get nostalgic for a movie that just came out.
This is SBS Spice.
Mohit Suri has made a lot of very well-known and very heartfelt Bollywood romances. And Ashiqui 2, Ek Villain. That was my kind of era into Mohit Suri. I think he's made films older than that.
Yeah. Avarapan and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, he has a very particular way of setting the environment and a very particular way of storytelling. And, you know, sometimes it really works in terms of a mass appeal. There's no doubt about it. I think he knows how to like get everyone to a cinema hall. And, you know, he triggers these really like primitive sort of feelings in terms of love and stuff. But it's interesting to see that the Gen Zs have like a new love story of the generation, because I think we've had our fair share and then it just stopped. Then the fair share of love stories became very Netflixy and very well curated and sets and
too polished.
No, very polished. There is no mess. Do you think there was so much focus on doing the right thing, being so politically correct, that it kind of reflected in a way that directors were trying to be quote unquote very woke?
Yeah.
And maybe weren't ready to talk about conflict. But how do you talk about love without talking about conflict?
Shade, no shade, Akshay Kumar. Every
Singer's King.
Can we go back to the Singer's King days?
I love Singer's
King. But there's, you are completely correct. I think there's a lot of films that tried to be bigger than they needed to be. And what you lose with that is, as we've spoken about, relatability, but also the idea that Bollywood films have served as a form of escapism for many of us. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting, relatability is a card on the table here, because these films, the ones that we grew up with, weren't very relatable at all, right? But they still were very impactful in a way.
It's so what would relatability be for you? It's such an interesting topic, right? Because obviously you're not going to have 100 people behind you knowing the step that you're doing. And a lot of people in the West or people who didn't grow up with Bollywood think of that as relatability.
Yeah.
But for us, it doesn't matter. For us, it's like we just surrender to the universe where that is possible and we just move on. Mm-hmm. But for us, relatability, or at least particularly for me, is like the approach to people or the approach to love or... How would you behave in a certain situation? It's more behavioral, the relatability, than anything else like tangible on screen.
I think you've cracked it. So with you bringing up the fact that we have seen these films that are very message orientated, what we're losing is a human focus to it. Because if I was to pull out K3G, as extravagant as it was, the film, the reason the film did so well is because of the characters.
Yeah.
And how human and how quirky and how
messy
they were. And I feel like Boo is so iconic.
I love it.
I cannot recall like a character.
Minus.
Geet from Jab We Met. Mein apni favorite tool,
I know.
Right?
I know.
I cannot name a character like that for any recent films.
Yep.
Also, Krish Kapoor is a terrible name.
Yeah. Also, like, Vani is, again, not the character that, you know, that Pooh was.
No. So,
yeah.
We can have those characters again. They can be just as messy, just as crazy and just as, like, fabulous as they were.
Mm-hmm.
But I, again, like I said, I can't recall any of those. And I think what we're missing is just really good characters, well-written characters, some with depth,
mm-hmm.
some with a little bit of...
And a lot of mistakes, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like in Bollywood or in Indian films, heroes and heroines, well, heroines were made perfect, but a lot of time, main people were not perfect.
They were flawed.
They were really flawed. And you needed like 5 songs to justify why they deserve to be your hero, right? And maybe we did romanticize them. That is true.
Yes.
But somewhere, I think we saw the good in them for whatever reason, right? And we did. I mean, honestly, guys, Shah Rukh Khan in K3G in the second half is so annoying.
Yeah, he's so annoying.
He's so annoying. But I just want to give him a hug and be like, babe, it's okay. Like, you were traumatized. It's fine.
But him saying "piche ke ka hai," like I don't know how much it's backless.
It's backless.
Gym class today.
You scared me. I scared you. You scared me. Piche ke ka.
But like, still,
just the pod on K3G another time.
Yeah, yeah, that's incoming.
But like, he's so annoying. He's so flawed. I can barely stand him in the second half, and yet you can't wait for this guy to just have his family back together, right?
Yeah.
Like, you want it to happen. And I think what we missed out in the last 8 to 10 years were either like really glorifying characters like Animal or making your lead character so flat that you can't relate to them.
Kabir Singh.
Oh my God.
We need that, like, had both, right? So Preeti was the flat character and Kabir was this, I don't even know what to call him.
I don't know. Rapist?
He was. Yeah.
Well, on that note, let's wrap up. Let's start wrapping up.
I think looking towards the future,
yeah,
we're on a high, but we don't want to, you know, have it go flat as soon as we possibly can. I feel like a lot of directors are going to be jumping on that boat of like, we need a really gripping story.
Mm-hmm.
But I think all I ask of Bollywood directors is put us in their shoes, you know? I just want to live how a character would live for a day, even if they're like flying to Goa one day and back in London another day. Like, I just want to be in the story with them.
Yeah.
That's all we're asking for. And after years and years of just flat films with no buzz, no spark, I'm begging you, please.
Yeah.
It shouldn't also have to take a Karan Johar or a Rajkumar Rao to make these kinds of films. I think the heart of a film, no matter how big it is, lies in what your story is meant to do and what those characters are doing for their audience.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the bar's 6 feet under, guys.
Yeah, the bar's really low. I think that's why we enjoyed it a little too much as well. But it's also like, what goes around comes around, right? Like, full circle. I think people got really like, oh, Bollywood is so cringe. And then to just, I think I missed it.
Yeah.
And I think I missed the slow-mo and the long shot and just the, just like obsessive love story, you know? But honestly, Seyyara, to be fair, is quite safe. The older films, like for millennials, some love stories were low-key criminal and we loved them. And like, they were not okay. Like, even in Kalhona Ho, they literally gaslit her to like fall in love with Saif, right? So Seyyara was very safe in those terms.
Yeah.
But I think the undercurrent of all or nothing.
Yeah.
You or no one.
Yep.
In a sea of open relationships and polyamory and all these concepts that filmmakers are trying to badly explore, you know, the idea of like obsessive monogamy, I guess, was. Because I saw the Dakota Johnson, like Materialists, yeah, very recently. And then she did another film. I saw another Netflix film lately. And it was a lot about open. And it's, I think people are somehow like enamored by this is what young people are doing. So let's show it in our films. But we don't understand the good and bad so much yet because it hasn't actually happened for so long. So I enjoyed the all or nothing, you or no one for a change.
Yeah. Oh, I miss that
it's
too.
Leo season, guys. I'm overtly emotional.
Cancer season just finished.
Listen.
And I'm still crying about Sayara.
That's it. SBS Spice supports obsessive, crazy love stories.
Make them happen.
Yeah, make them happen. Find the person. Chase them. Like, die without them.
We
you know,
do an airport scene.
Run to the airport. Tell them not to go. Scream at them not to go. You will
jump
lose
on the plane.
Them. I know. What is this idea of, oh my God, another app? But this disposability or like, I can do better than you. When did this start to happen? No one does better than anyone or worse than anyone. Love is messy.
Yeah.
You know, there's no timeline of loving someone. If you love them, you'll go through thick and thin with them.
So make it messy.
Make it messy.
Yeah.
Run to the airport and then run to the subscribe button because you need to subscribe to our podcast. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. If you've seen Sayara, if you have a love-hate relationship with Bollywood, or if you just missed messy love stories, DM us, write to us, send us a voice note, or just put a comment wherever you're listening to the pod.
We'll be back soon with most... But. We'll be back soon with some...
I'm not editing that out. I'm not editing that out.
Oh, God. Take two. We'll be back soon with some more spicy takes. Make sure to follow us.
This is Dilpreet.
This is Suhaila.
And this is SBS
Spice.
Bye.
For more hot takes from South Asians in Australia, find and follow SBS Spice on Instagram at SBS Spice or on YouTube by searching for SBS South Asian. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button.